Welcome back to the Good We Can podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church, where each week we share a Bible reading from the lectionary and a brief devotion. We turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 6 through 11, and I'll be reading from the Common English Bible translation. So then, let's not sleep like the others, but let's stay awake and stay sober. People who sleep, sleep at night, and people who get drunk at night. Since we belong to the day, let's stay sober, wearing faithfulness and love as a piece of armor that protects our body, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. God didn't intend for us to suffer His wrath, but rather to possess salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus died for us so that, whether we are awake or asleep, we will live together with Him. So continue encouraging each other and building each other up, just like you are doing already. And now for a devotion from the book Disciplines, an Upper Room publication. This week's devotion is written by Shaniqua Walker Barnes, professor of practical theology and pastoral counseling at Columbia Theological Seminary in Decatur, Georgia, and an ecumenical minister with Baptist and United Methodist roots. Grace is in short supply in our increasingly polarized world. Choose a side, the world demands. There is no room for deviation, no tolerance of complexity. Polarization encourages us to make snap judgments about each other, to quickly assign each other to good and bad categories, and to treat each other accordingly. Good people belong to this type of religious group, follow this set of beliefs, vote for this political party, and shop at these kinds of stores. Bad people? Well, they are everybody else. It's a way of thinking that makes lots of enemies. Life in Thessalonica was similar. Thessalonica's political and religious leaders were constantly trying to prove themselves good citizens, loyal to Rome. But this upstart group of Christ followers refused to participate. What's more, they were proselytizing others. The religious leaders wanted to expel them from the city. The lines of hostility solidified, each group condemning the other. Inevitably, the tension infiltrated the church itself, as the church began looking for signs of dissent within its own ranks. Who were the true believers, and who were the bad Christians? Who was woke, and who was asleep? But Jesus died for us so that, whether we are awake or asleep, we will live together with Him. God's grace extends to the woke, the asleep, and the anti-woke. Our categorizations of people as good or bad is fruitless. What matters is whether we are committed to living together with one another and with Jesus, to facing our differences and disagreements with faithfulness, love, and the hope of salvation. Because being woke means nothing without grace. God of everlasting love, You have called us to fellowship with one another across the lines of difference and diversity that You have intentionally seeded into the earth. Grant us the strength to resist polarization, the grace to sustain fellowship, and the wisdom to build each other up. Amen. And here's a question for your personal reflection this week. When have you encouraged someone in a time of darkness? When have you been the one in need of encouragement? You've been listening to the Good We Can podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. We are located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. We gather for worship each Sunday at 8:30 and 10:45 a.m. We will focus on thankfulness and gratitude this Sunday. Pastor Brad's sermon is titled, The Daffodil Principle. The Heavenly Handbells will offer music at our 8:30 worship service, and the River's Edge Praise Team will lead music at the 10:45 worship service. For more information about Sun Prairie United Methodist Church, please visit sunprairieumc.org. We hope you have a very happy and blessed Thanksgiving. And may God bless you until we meet again next time on The Good We Can.